time to take the revolution to the next level.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, and I see the loaded phone lines there. We're going to be getting to your calls coming up in the next segment. We have another guest popping in. Mike Rivero, I want to get into Dick Cheney, New Yorker magazine reporter Cy Hirsch, getting into the fact that they wanted to stage terror attacks against our ships and blame it on Iran. But before we do that, what should be done about this anthrax case? We have someone breaking in with ties to a foreign intelligence agency into the Level 4 weapons lab that had this very anthrax. We have the FBI covering that up. They already tried to frame Stephen Hatfield. That's been proven and admitted, and they've lost in court. They're embarrassed. They grab a patsy, throw him in a mental institution. He pops up dead. The media is not even really reporting on that. It's in the bottom of a story in the LA Times. You got the White House on the drug that fights the anthrax 4 weeks before it shows up. They admit that arrogantly. The White House's enemies get mailed the anthrax. Where do you see this going? I guess case closed. They murdered the patsy.
They absolutely did, and of course I'm not expecting the government or even the corporate media to ever do anything about it, but we just put the word out there, we show the proof, we make our case that, and especially after the Hatfield fiasco, you know, the FBI's credibility is zilch to begin with, and this is just going to crater it. And we have really become the former Soviet Union, because this was a common tactic by the Soviets. If somebody had something that was embarrassing to the government, throw him in a mental hospital. Say he's crazy so nobody will talk to him anymore, and just get rid of him that way. And that's exactly what they did to this Ivans. The government is desperate to close off this investigation. It's a tremendous embarrassment. It is leading towards the real culprits because of public pressure. And what the public can do right now is just say, I don't care what the government says anymore. I'm going to keep investigating. I'm going to keep digging. I'm going to keep bringing up these facts, because if the government wants to marginalize itself by continuing to lie, go ahead and let them, because we're not listening anymore.
Speak of the
government.
Go ahead.
Now, I said the government has rendered itself irrelevant to the mainstream of American life now.
And speaking of the devil, speaking of continuing to investigate, there's over 200 declassified examples, and we list many of them in Terror Storm, other films. The CIA's own website admits they staged terror attacks, Operation Ajax and others. And the public is learning about that. Now, Cy Hirsch comes out, writes an article 2 months ago saying, yeah, Cheney is looking for pretexts of staged events. All these other bigwigs go before Congress and say that. Even Zbigniew Brzezinski comes out and warns, because they all know in Washington. And I guess some of them don't want World War III right now, or World War IV, depending on how you look at it. And then Cy Hirsch, a YouTube video services of him at a journalism conference 2 weeks ago, saying, well, we didn't put in the article that my White House source, again, he's impeccable, folks, but it's disgusting now that I think this mars his record. He says there's 11 other staged terror attacks they want, but the one he would talk about was, listeners, this is huge. I keep talking about it because it's so big. But the response is even more incredible. The Dick Cheney wanted to manufacture fake Iranian blue PT boats, have Navy SEALs pull up, and, quote, have a shootout with the naval vessels, the larger vessels, the missile cruisers and destroyers and aircraft carriers that don't know that it's not Iranians, then kill the Navy SEALs. It said kill them. Now this is incredible, and this is just calmly reported like they're talking about the price of cheese or something in Sheffield.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go back and you look at The Art of War by Sun Tzu, he says right in there, all war is based on deception. If you go back and you study the history of any war, the country that starts it has to start it with a lie or a deception in order to get that war going, whether it's blaming a coal bunker explosion on USS Maine on the Spanish, or claiming that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or goading the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and then acting like it's a surprise attack, All wars start with the initiating government deceiving their own people to get them into that war. Hitler did it at Gleiwitz. Bush did it at New York.
Here's an example nobody ever hears about. It's in my film, The Masters of Terror. And we just spent 3 minutes on it. As a child living in Texas, I remember being very little and going to the Pacific War Museum. Now the George H.W., it's the main national museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's where Admiral Nimitz is from. They owned a hotel that looked like a ship. And, of course, he was the head of the Navy in the Pacific during World War II. So it's there. And I remember going and reading and going and seeing the midget sub that said attacked Pearl Harbor on the morning of December 7th. But it was hidden in plain view, and then years later, CNN comes out and with the headline, U.S. actually attacked Japan. I'm not defending that all governments are bad, folks. The point is, it was a setup. Four midget subs attacked. They got their times off and attacked an hour early, and then it came out the Navy was ordered to stand down. So there were submarines attacking, coming in, being sunk out at the opening to Pearl Harbor, a submarine crashing on the reef, another crashing into the side of another island, four subs trying to attack, midget subs, and then there was still a stand down. Absolute open and shut fact right there, Mike.
Well, you know, the midget submarine that the USS Ward sunk was discovered by oceanographers off the mouth of Pearl Harbor just a couple of years ago, and it was a vindication for the crew of the Ward who'd basically spent their entire lives being told they just hallucinated the thing. And
but there were other subs. There was another that crashed that they've had for 50-something years in Fredericksburg.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it came up on shore right over on Kaneohe Bayside.
That's where you live, yeah.
Well, that's where I used to live. I'm over on Pearl Harbor side now. But, yeah, and absolutely. And walking around, you know, Oahu, you get to see the artifacts of a lot of the things. I've been out to Hiya State Park. You can still see the foundations of the antenna system from the shortwave listening station that was there during World War II that intercepted Yamamoto's order to the fleet to sail to Hawaiian waters a week before the attack. And, you know, it's all still there if you know where to look for it.
In closing with this Dick Cheney story, to me, it isn't even that it's come out there planning to blow up our own ships and use Navy SEALs to do it. The story is the media, other than Keith Olbermann, and even Keith Olbermann just kind of spent a minute and a half on it. I mean, to me, that's a huge cover-up. What do we do to get this out?
Well, again, we just have to stand up every time, and it's like they used to say in network, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore. We just have to tell the government and the media, we don't believe you anymore. We don't believe you when you say it's Arab Muslims doing this. We don't believe you when you say it's terrorism. We don't believe you when you say the nation is under threat from the Iranians. We don't believe you. You are lying. And there's another word I'd throw in there, but they'd shut down this here radio station.
Well, look, the U.S. has more than 10,000 working nukes. Our government's owned by foreign banks now. Iran, if they got one nuke, is not a threat. Israel has 400. Pakistan, we gave nukes to, is running around threatening India. The globalists are in the business of destabilizing. America is only under threat by the people running our government. And I demand that all the neocons out there listening, the country's almost gone already. They've killed our dollar and so much more. It's time for you to stop living in denial about the fact that George Bush is a good guy. We're not saying Barack Obama's good either. It's only going to get worse. The point is, they own both parties. It's time to wake up and defend the Republic. We're real patriots, folks. Patriotism isn't buying into evil. Mike Rivero, you got 45 seconds.
Well, all I can say is you need to get angry out there. I know a lot of people I talk to and I say, do you know what's going on? They say, yes, I do, but I'm afraid to do anything. Well, get angry because anger kills fear, and it is time to get angry. It is time to hate what makes you afraid.
And you better realize, folks, being afraid and cowering is going to make these people win. Okay, you understand? You better be afraid of not standing up. Why can't they understand that, Mike?
Because the TV and the media have been telling them, you know, you really can't do anything. You're just part of the massive crowd, and your government loves you, and God wants you to sit there quietly and just let it happen.
You're right, Mike. We're finishing Fabled Enemies in 3 days. If tonight you can take a 1-2 minute deal, because you're in the film yourself, and overnight it to us, talking about the new development in anthrax, we'll cut it in. We only have 48 hours. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, thank you, Mike. He's in the new film, Fabled Enemies, coming out September 1st. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, $904.30. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $930.55, $458.35 for half, $229.18 for quarter. That's $930.55, $458.35, and $229.18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Options of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I'm going to jam in a bunch of your phone calls. Always a great grab bag here right now. We're going to have a brief guest on for about 10 minutes and then phone calls for the rest of the transmission, some other important news as well. As we just, ho-hum, mainstream news. We pushed it out into MSNBC that Dick Cheney was planning to blow up our own ships and blame it on Iran. Oh, I guess that's pro-America. That's good. We're bad because we don't want to kill our own people. You know, sort of those crazy people that keep warning you this is what's really going on. And, oh, the anthrax attacks with the government. But that's okay. The government loves us. Those founding fathers were wrong telling us don't trust them. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air, then Mike and others. Go ahead, Steve.
I hate to switch subjects, but I'm going to do it. This is in reference to Obama's visit to Berlin. The truth didn't come out.
Were he called for a new world order, that one?
Yes, sir. The situation was that there was a protest ban, and anybody who protested was summarily arrested.
Yeah, that's freedom. It's the same way at the DNC and the RNC.
Right.
Banning protests is what America's all about.
And the situation is that the police would come in. They had to hide their signs, their banners under their clothes, or they couldn't bring them
because
in.
Because Lord Obama said no signs allowed. That's freedom.
Yeah,
see, everything George Bush has done is everything Bill Clinton did, and it's going to continue under Barack Obama.
Right, but you're not mentioning the claques that were hired. They have pictures of German actors and actresses dressed up as U.S. Army personnel supporting enthusiastically supporting Mr. Obama. Now, the situation is, where'd they get the
By the
uniform?
Way, the BBC reported 5 years ago, the Queen of England claims she goes to Africa, but really she gets on sound sets with fake Africans and then says, oh, look, I'm in Africa on her tour to Africa. Now, I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. But, sorry, now what's your proof that the troops were fake?
The troops were fake? Go to the Spiegel online. There's a photo series there. There's also
Der Spiegel saying I was fake?
Yes, sir. That's in English. That's for you.
No,
for
I know.
You.
That's their biggest magazine. I know.
Yeah, right. But they originally lifted the photos from their Tagesspiegel. That's the Berlin newspaper. But it's the exact same paper, pictures from the paper. And this situation here, the protesters...
No, he's going to save you.
No, they were protesting.
Barack Obama called for a world government. That's good. Doesn't exist, but, you know, world order.
These protesters, they were protesting against the use of uranium shells in Afghanistan.
How dare them? They're terrorists. Arrest them all. How dare them think they've got free speech? I'm glad they've banned protests, period, at the RNC and are restricting them to free speech zones. Nobody can see at the DNC. That's where I'm going to cover it live here. That's America. Our veterans fought and died so there wouldn't be free speech. It's good. How dare you say it's not? Unbelievable. Arrest that man immediately. Mike in Denver.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good. What do you think of the last hour and a half, power-packed info?
Wow, just craziness going on. You know, my brother and I, just want to let you know, we do everything we can here out in Colorado to spread the word and get out DVDs. My brother's got his own truth channel going on.
Well done.
Hey, I had a question for you. It's just a hypothetical. You know, let's say the dollar crashes and everything goes to a handbasket in America.
Well, it's already crashed because that's the policy.
Yeah.
Already down by over 60% overseas. It's going down by 15% a year here, compounded. But it's freedom. You know, it's good.
Yeah, that
it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. That's, you know, no one knows why gas prices went up and are still up.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, we know why. But, hey, so what? We know, you know, basically all the basics. But why listen to us? You know, we're always right.
But anyways, say they do a Clayton Marshall law here in America.
No, it'll be emergency for your safety.
Yeah, emergency for your safety.
Did they declare emergency for your safety?
Do you think they already have it all planned out where they're just going to shut everything down, roadblocks? Will I be able to get somewhere, you think?
No, it's going to be slow motion, just like they first confiscate guns in New Orleans, now in Illinois. They're using the National Guard to confiscate guns and put it on NBC News. It's just, it's good. Oh, we take your kids for no reason. Oh, we put cameras up. Oh, we're tripling in the cops. Oh, we're running domestic checkpoints everywhere under with federal grants. Oh, we're taking your blood at checkpoints. Oh, it's freedom. Oh.
Oh, so all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, why can't I get here without what ID?
Well, they're already scanning your plates, tracking everywhere you go, using your cell phone to track everywhere you go. Google admits they dial into any computer they want and watch you with the video cameras built in the audio and brag about it.
Oh, I see it happening everywhere. And now that you bring it up, I see
it's
it everywhere.
It's all freedom,
Alex.
Sir. That's freedom.
Yep.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I mean, a little sarcastic, and I apologize right now. Carla in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Carla. Hello, madam.
Hi, this is me.
Hello, Carla.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to speak to you about Nancy Pelosi and the stuff she pulled Friday in the House.
Okay.
I tell you what, the representatives were furious.
Oh, she's saving us. What is she doing?
Well, she shut down the whole House. They were trying to vote on the oil situation.
Well, we're not allowed to drill for our own oil. I mean, listen. Bush could have opened that oil up back when he had the control of the House and Senate. The oil companies don't want it opened up. They want select areas for them, or there'll be too much oil and they won't make big profits. It's called two words, artificial scarcity. There's more than double discovered oil in Alaska that is in Saudi Arabia. We're not getting it. And if someone like Congressman Begich tries to get it opened up, his plane's going to blow up. Okay? Going to be interviewing his son, about to beat Ted Stevens for Senate tomorrow. Anyways, it's all a big scam. But the first thing Bush did when he got into office was give thousands of square miles of our coastline to Mexico and allows them to drill. Pemex can drill. Because, see, the Mexicans have got to pay 50, 60, 70 cents a gallon. Only schmuck Americans are supposed to pay $4 a gallon. It's all a staged event. Let's jam in one more. Ryan in Austin, you're on the air. Wrong caller. Sorry. Call back. Ryan in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. So if there's a provocation of war with Iran, does the United States government have the power to put the elections on hold and just keep Bush in office?
Yeah, but why should they do that? Because they can fool the public into believing in the government again by giving you a Barack Obama or a John McCain. They're puppets. They run nothing. They're nobodies. They're there to make you think that you're electing somebody. It's all a big curtain. The elections, the DNC, the RNC is all a big distraction, flypaper that the American people get stuck in and never looking behind the curtain. It's all a big diversion.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. Oh, let's jam one more in. Stephen, you're on the air worldwide from New York.
I'd like to inform you about a special PSYOP that they call an anti-terror drill in New York.
Oh, yeah, where they run checkpoints to stop everybody? Mm-hmm.
No, it's something totally different. So last week I was walking down the street, and then I see one of these officers all rambled out. You know, the body armor.
Darth Vader outfit.
Gigantic gun. I don't know, the submachine automatic outside the Bloomberg building in New York. So I walk in the building, and I ask one of the guards, like, what's going on? What are these guys doing all rambled out with a gun, like, doo-doo-doo? And then he was like, just, like, it's some sort of just seagull that just pops out. He's like, oh, yeah, they just do it every week. Every week. And then after that, I just step outside, and then it's like, you know, like in sci-fi, they do that commercial thing where the crowds are walking around, and the guy just turns into an angel, and everybody's just like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just looking around. These guys are just on the corner in front of buildings with gigantic guns, and they're like,
all of the, I hear you. All of the anti-terror drills are to train you for martial law and to see guys in black uniforms with machine guns and checkpoints. It's to train you how to be a slave. We'll be right back with our next guest. He got arrested for sticking a PrisonPlanet.com sticker inside an airplane.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Robo, a Worcester native, has been charged with interfering with aircraft operations and disorderly conduct. He allegedly left a politically charged message on a sticker inside a Delta plane's bathroom. According to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, after Robo left the bathroom, a flight attendant went in. She found an adhesive address label that read 9/11 was an inside job, prisonplanet.com. After he was seen running off the flight before takeoff, he was found by state police and upon being taken into custody, made statements indicating that the stickers were a joke.
The only truth to any of this is the half-truth that I said, this is a joke. Them arresting me is why I referred to as a joke.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, I want to tell my listeners, and I'm not personally mad at Jason Robo. You know, he's been one of the heads of his college in student government. He doesn't have a record. He writes a lot of great blogs and news stories. Since we learned of him, we checked into him. We found out about this Friday morning. But basically, he ran off the plane from what I've seen in the news after they started freaking out about it and questioning him. And still, in this heightened system where they have all these drills and alerts to scare the public into submission, and he's there trying to expose they're the ones that staged the attacks at Boston Logan Airport, by the way. That's where some of the operatives that thought they were taking part in drills got on the planes that were then taken over by remote control, all the evidence shows. And we cover that in my film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. But he's now been charged with this, and so we go to Jason Robo. Jason, I'm really sorry you're getting in a lot of trouble here. They are going overboard, but at the same time, they can at least try to claim that it's vandalism. The exaggeration here is that they're trying to slap all these other charges on you, but the last thing I want is for my listeners to get in trouble. And I hope that you get out of this thing. But this is a world where if an old lady won't take a drink out of her, or a mother won't take a drink out of her own breast milk to prove it's breast milk, they beat her up. I mean, they kill people at the TSA all the time, beat them to death in the back hall. So I'm just worried about you, my friend. You're lucky you got out of there in one piece. But directly from the horse's mouth, we have Jason Robo. Jason, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Okay, what really happened versus what we're hearing in the media?
Well, just to go with the main things that they're distorting and lying about is I never ran off of the plane. Everybody was ordered off the plane. Also, I never said the stickers were a joke. I take the truth movement incredibly seriously.
Oh, stop. My goodness, we just got a hold of you today. That is huge news that they ordered people off the plane, but they claimed you ran off and scared everybody. That is a huge issue when you go to court. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and then they, you know, they're putting words in my mouth saying that I said the stickers were a joke. And they also, you know, say that I had nervous behavior and such, and I was perfectly calm. I was just reading a book. I chatted a little bit with my neighbors about, like, they read something about, in Time Magazine, Michael Savage's opinion on autism, started talking about the thimerosal and the vaccines, the mercury, which they're familiar with. And then I know we were told the flight was delayed for non-threatening stickers. The captain read aloud what the sticker said, and it was 9/11 was an inside job, prisonplant.com. And the captain assured passengers it was just political. Nobody fretted. There was a couple near me that got a kick out of it being read out loud. You know, it was good advertising, I suppose. Some passengers started pulling out cameras to actually record what the captain was saying. And they let us know that bag sweep would be conducted shortly and that we were still cleared to take off. And anybody uncomfortable could get on another flight, but nobody cared. I didn't see anybody get up and exit the flight. People just, you know, started conversing with each other, just trying to kill time. And I guess apparently after they conducted the sweep, or during it, they found a couple more of these stickers. So they got on the, you know, the PA and said they do a second sweep. And our delay would now add up to about an hour and 15 minutes plus. So some passengers concerned, like myself, about missing connections, you know, started to wonder what was going on with their own travel plans. And then the captain said, you know, we could make up for lost time, but didn't elaborate on exactly how much. So the only concern it seemed was regarding connections. No danger. People didn't seem scared at all. And assurances started to escalate concern by the captain, but still people were relaxed. I called the stewardess, who became immediately concerned with my T-shirt. My T-shirt was a double-faced shirt. I think Bush and Hitler were on it. And the shirt said Orwellian doublespeak, you know, a play off of Orwell, Orwellian. And then she just disappeared, wouldn't even let me ask a question. So I pushed the button again to ask about the ETA just before the captain began to ask the passengers to get off for a full sweep of the craft. So then everybody exited in orderly fashion. So as I get out, you know, I'm in the, you know, two-thirds of the way in the back of the plane, so a ton of people got out before me. It was impossible that I could have ran off the plane, and like I said, they completely fabricated my behavior. They said there was 30 people at the gate, and I logically went to another one, not one of the sheeple, I think for myself. I went and I asked somebody how I could arrange another flight, got a morning flight arranged for the next day, comped the hotel room, and told to pick up the papers at the ticket counter. I was told to pick up my bag at claim 4 after I got my my papers for the hotel room, and then the belt started moving, the conveyor, as it suddenly abruptly stopped, and all the lights around kind of started to turn off. And then I was surrounded by more than a dozen TSA and state police as I was just sitting, minding my own business on an empty baggage cart. And without giving any cause, they grabbed me, daring me to resist arrest. And the police brutality that you cover, like the 16-year-old who magically fell 30 feet and was tased with a broken neck 19 times, you know, I thought about that. And, you know, I cooperated to avoid being beaten or tased to death in front of all these strangers waiting to get their bags. So being dragged away, I said that the actions that they were taking, arresting me without any due process, was a joke. So in the cruiser, as they, you know, were taking me to an unknown location, the cop wouldn't explain anything. He repeatedly yelled to shut up.
Well, the reason, let me stop you. Let's go back and then finish the second part of the story.
Yeah.
The reason they want to say it is a joke, they want to claim you did a prank to do that to the plane so they have something to charge you with. If not, if there's no damage from the sticker, they really have nothing here. And so they're going to try to make you plea bargain, you know, by the time this is all done. But this is another example of like when they shut I-35 down over a small cardboard box that blew out of a car north of Austin. This is the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I mean, this is now that I hear your story, we got to get an article out on InfoWars and Prison Planet tomorrow morning, as soon as my writers can do this. This is a story of a media hoax, them taking a PrisonPlanet.com sticker. Now, was it handmade like they said? Or
yes,
was it
was a handwritten sticker.
Okay, a handwritten, and what exactly did it say?
It said 9/11 was an inside job, prisonplanet.com.
Okay, because we actually put out a sticker that says that as well. And so let's go back. Now they've had their hysteria. Now they put it on national news. They get to have some fear. Scores of newspapers attacking. They get to scare everybody. These 9/11 truthers are evil. They've exaggerated it all, absconded with the truth, engaged in a lie. You're in the car. He's screaming, shut up.
Yeah, he's yelling at me to shut up. Just come asking questions about what the heck's going on. And I was trying to be polite despite the situation, addressing him as sir, even though he was treating me incredibly rudely and with absolute disrespect.
Well, don't worry.
And,
they're going to get his pension fund. His bosses are going to get him.
Yeah, and so I responded, you know, to him because he was basically threatening me with the demeanor that he treated me. And, I couldn't help but say, you know, what are you going to do, pull me over and tase me? And so they get me to this barracks, and they throw me in this holding cage, and they start searching my carry-on bag, saying that I deserve this without explaining what this was. I was refused access to a lawyer despite numerous times I requested that or a phone call. They didn't read me my rights. One cop yelled saying that I said I have to get off this plane right now, and I ran off the plane by myself.
So they are the liars. That's what they do. I mean, it's congenital lying, just like it just came out in New York. Bike riders, the cop runs 15 feet, tackles a guy, busts his head open, charges him with attacking the cop. Now the cop's fired. It's come out he lied. The lying has got to stop.
Yeah, the critical mass, and that actually happened up in Humboldt County in Northern California, where I go to school. There was a student I knew that was slammed, picked up off of her bike and slammed on the ground, a young woman, actually.
Was she then charged with attacking them?
Yes, of course.
That's how they op. Okay.
Yep. And then,
well, that's
so
why
anyway,
we got to get it all on video so we can fire each and every one of these criminals. Now, let's go back here and find out exactly. So you're in there. They're saying you ran off the plane by yourself, trying to create more false crimes, which they've now charged you with. Please continue.
And then they start telling me that I said the stickers were a joke. Well, I never did so, twisting my words. And then they started frisking me, and they joked, actually, that TSA was pointless. They said, oh, like, we trust those guys, and which just confirms that the whole, you know, security screening is just a psychological thing. We're not...
Stay there. I want to finish with your arraigning and indictment, all of it, with our guest, Jason Robo. Now we learn the truth. By the way, there's another facet to all of this. Boston Globe sends Alex Jones to the memory hole. Wait till you tell you about their deceptive coverage. Stay with us.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Narnex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Narnex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've even got some questions for Jason Robo. The PrisonPlanet.com bumper sticker thought criminal. From Forest in California, we'll get to Lisa and others. 877-590-5525. Got a few open lines here right at the end of the show. 877-590-5525. Or 836-0590. We're listening to our flagship that we come to you from. News Radio 590 KLBJ. Jason, so now you're in there being interrogated. They're setting you up. They're lying, claiming you've done all these things. And again, folks, in my new film, I have New York cops saying they're going to say that bombs are on 9/11 truthers to charge us for terrorism. I mean, that's criminal. I'm not saying all police are like that, but when cops start trying to frame people on video, it shows the criminality has gotten so widespread that they just think it's normal. So that's what we were talking about, all this footage coming out of police beating people up for no reason and then charging them with assault. I mean, it's not enough. You beat us up, then you charge us, but the tapes are coming out. But so they start setting you up, lying, saying you did things you didn't do that I bought into, believing the mainstream media. Finish up, Jason.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, they were joking that TSA was a joke, that we're not safe. It's just to get us to pay, you know, theme park prices for these businesses beyond security. And anyways, after asking for a lawyer repeatedly, I lost count on how many times they remember that pesky habeas corpus thing, and they read me my rights. I was booked without charges being explained, and then a detective came in, apparently part of a private firm, and he shook the stickers in my face, telling me to look in his eyes while he's, like, you know, waving things in my face, asking if they were mine. I told him I wouldn't speak to him since my words were already being manipulated, saying, you know, they said I said the stickers were a joke. And so I asked for a lawyer again. And so the detective got even more rude than anyone I dealt with, wouldn't answer any of my questions since I wouldn't answer any of his, acting like a kid, and despite the fact that he wasn't being charged with anything. So he said that I wasn't actually booked properly, so then he rebooked me, started out reading charges, listing them off, flipping through his little booklet, like it was a game, laughing to himself as he picked out other charges.
Yeah, it's fun ruining people's lives. But don't worry, it's going to happen to them, not by our hands, the system they love. When you're dying at 45 of those vaccines you took full of cancer viruses, you won't be laughing anymore.
Yeah, and then so I was told that I couldn't speak to a lawyer. I was first told I couldn't speak to a lawyer until after they booked me, and now they're telling me I couldn't speak to a lawyer until I had a bail hearing that night. I think it's important.
Well, by the way, I want to stop you. A big mainstream news article, a newscast admitting that the vaccines are killing the troops. I mean, killing them. They bleed out like Ebola. I'm going to be talking about that Monday. We're not joking when we say that. Go ahead.
And so I was told I couldn't have a lawyer until they scheduled a bail hearing. I finished the bail hearing now. And it's important to note that actually I was on video audio surveillance this whole time. So I should be able to acquire, this evidence as proof of the way they handled me. So my check-in bag, they started searching that, as the detective told the cop under him to put me into a holding cell. They finally let me make a phone call, so I could let my girlfriend know what was going on, and then they dragged me to a cell. While I was being dragged to the cell, a cop joked that I could have called a lawyer, and then, I'm being taunted by this phone that's right outside my cell he places me in, and told that he'll let me call eventually and give me a number. They literally took the shirt off my back, Alex, as evidence. And then, they conduct that degrading cavity search and dehumanize you to make you feel like an animal.
Oh, so they did the pervert thing they like.
Yeah, sick stuff. And so hours later, I'm sitting in a cell pacing and getting stir-crazy without talking to a lawyer. I had my bail hearing finally. The only reasonable person I dealt with, he gave me $40 bail. I had 118 bucks to my name. I don't use banks. I don't know anybody really in Boston.
So how did it all end? We're almost out of time. I want to take some calls.
They let me go on my own recognizance. They told me they didn't take anything else except for my T-shirt.
Now, what are all the arch crimes you're charged with?
They charged me with disorderly conduct on public conveyance and interference with a flight crew. But let me just get one thing in.
Interfere with the flight crew, and boy, that's the big charge.
Yeah, they blew it out of proportion. They interfered with themselves, which is a very interesting paradox. But when I got back to the hotel, I couldn't go through all my belongings. They told me only took my shirt. I found out they took my phone book. And so the next day when I went to my bail hearing, my arraignment, I went to that, and I got back to the airport area, and when I went to the trooper's office or the barracks, and I asked, I can't find my phone book. And they said, oh, yeah, we kept that, and the FBI picked it up while I was there. So that means everybody that I know has all been, put in some kind of a database, of course, and I'm really outraged with that, especially.
Don't worry. The government they love is destroying the dollar. The country's about to completely implode. Everything they love, everything they've worshipped, they think they can just dish evil out on us. Evil's going to be dished back by their lovers, and that's their loving government. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air with the thought criminal, Jason Robo.
Howdy, Alex.
Hello.
And Jason, are you from Boston?
I was born in Worcester.
Oh, cool, yeah. I'm originally from East Boston and the South, but, yeah, man, I moved out to California because things were getting rough out there in Boston, man, with the tyranny and socialism.
Well, on your taxes, they come in and count your socks, your watches. They for the income taxes, they tax you on what you own each year, and I made fun of Massachusetts, but now in Austin, if you own a business, in Texas, they come as a new taxing authority and look at all your goods and charge you for them each year.
Man, yeah.
Judge, no warrant, just total cesspit, third world.
Right. So I believe all of us in the truth movement, if we just stick to the story that we believe in the beauty of nationalism, that it transcends like all races, because of the beauty of America, it's not about any race. It's about like all these beautiful people who. So all it's about with these stickers and wearing two shirts. I mean, I believe that our First Amendment rights should be protected.
Well, I'm going to be clear here. I think you ought to get a ticket or something. I think you weren't thinking and sticking a sticker in there. It'd been okay for you to leave some stickers, in the area where the magazines go or something like that. They probably would have made something up with that too. But I don't want our listeners getting in trouble. So I would say, Jason, that, this can be an example for others. I mean, I get calls from New Zealand and Canada going, how dare you put DVDs on everybody's car, 9/11 is an inside job. How dare you spray paint government buildings, Infowars.com. It's my listeners doing it, and I've said, I don't want you guys getting in trouble, so be careful. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the future. You're welcome to call in sometime during the show tomorrow. In fact, we'll try to call you and set you up to pop back in with new developments tomorrow on the weekday show from 11 to 3. And we'll be praying for you, Jason Robo, as this develops. You want to give out a website or something where some of your articles you write are?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace. You can just look my name up, Jason Robo, R-O-B-O. And I got a email I set up for anybody who wishes to support me. I saw some people wanted to maybe help me with defense or knows if there's any pro bono lawyers or anybody wants to help me try and get someone to fight this and the injustice that occurred. And the email that I have is innocentuntilprovenguilty@live.com.
innocentuntilprovenguilty@live.com. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
And, again, I don't like seeing my people getting caught in the jaws of this. Don't do stupid things that let them throw the book at you. Okay, don't worry. They're going to get hurt bad enough by their own system. Their own masters are going to hurt them real bad. And I feel sorry for them, okay? Don't worry. You're going to get your new world order, boys. And you're going to wish to God you'd have woken up earlier. Again, today we documented the government launched the anthrax attacks. And it's now come out mainstream news, thanks to my listeners, that Dick Cheney planned to attack naval vessels with Navy SEALs and blame it on Iran. That's who you're working for. This government's bankrupt. Let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in Austin. Lisa, you're on the air. Last caller we have time for.
Hi, Alex. I drive a cab in Austin, Texas, and this week I was parked at 6th and San Jack waiting on a fare. This is, I mean, sorry, 6th and Congress, there in front of the Starbucks waiting for a fare. And a cop car goes down the street heading down Congress, stops in front of, at 6th and Congress in front of the Metro bus stop there, and he's got his window down. There's two officers in the car, and they've got their window down, which I thought was a little unusual, but not terribly.
Got one minute. Tell us what happened.
They slow down real slow, like they're stopping at a red light, and the cop sticks his arm out the window, and I see a flash, and I'm thinking, was that a camera? So I'm looking, seeing if I can see anything, and sure enough, it happens again. There's a cop taking pictures of the people at the bus stop.
Yeah, that's an intelligence unit.
And just continues on like nothing's happening.
To put us all in files. It's all about secret policing. They're all being federalized. Thank you for the call. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. Rocket attacks. Truck bombs going off in Dallas. Mexican troops hired by the CIA in a drug war killing their competition. Oh, God help us. And see, you've all lived in denial. It's just going to get worse and worse until we turn around and admit this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Boston Globe sends Alex Jones the memory hole. I noticed the Boston Globe and other New England papers mentioned the bumper sticker and said it was the website syndicated radio columnist Alex Jones. And then I noticed yesterday that they'd taken my name and the website out of a bunch of news stories. Well, we were able to get a Google cache of the article and show that they're going in the memory hole out of 1984 and cutting us out of it. So another example, hey, cat's out of the bag. You're not going to stop us, establishment media. That's why the newspaper circulation is down by more than 60%. Why TV viewership's plunging and why alternative media is exploding. You can even try to shut the web down with internet too, but it's too late for you. You are failing. You can even kill people like me individually, but you can't kill ideas because they're bulletproof. God bless you all. Have a great week. Now get out there and take on tyranny and stand up for the red, white, and blue and liberty worldwide. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why should we fire Congress?